This is Bob Myers from the Historical Society of Michigan with a Michigan History Moment. Orlando Bolivar Wilcox fought in the Civil War from start to finish. He was an 1847 West Point graduate, a veteran of the Mexican-American and Seminole Wars, and the commander of the 1st Michigan Volunteer Infantry Regiment in the Civil War. He earned the Medal of Honor for his heroism in the First Battle of Bull Run. Yet, this warrior was also a writer. Wilcox was born in Detroit in 1823. While working as a page for the Michigan Territorial Legislature, Wilcox pursued writing. He published his first book in 1856 under the pen name Major March. Entitled Shoepack Recollections, A Wayside Glimpse of American Life, the book was a lighthearted account of growing up in Detroit. In 1861 came a greater drama than the novelist could have imagined, the Civil War. Wilcox was a lawyer in Detroit when the war broke out. As a West Point graduate and military veteran, he was an ideal choice to command a regiment. He accepted a commission as colonel of the 1st Michigan Volunteer Infantry Regiment, which mustered into service on May 1, 1861. 2 months later, Confederate troops defeated the Union Army in the First Battle of Bull Run. Wilcox led his regiment in repeated charges against the enemy. He was wounded and taken prisoner, and later received the Medal of Honor for battlefield heroism. Wilcox was released in a prisoner exchange the next summer. In 1865, he led the 1st Union troops into Petersburg, Virginia, which precipitated the flight and surrender of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Despite his valor, Wilcox gained little fame. Jacob Howard, a U.S. Senator from Michigan, had read Wilcox's book, Shoepack Recollections. In its pages, the senator found a character named Hustings, who was obviously based on himself. The fictional character was vainglorious and corrupt, a small-time politician whose election to Congress went to his head. Senator Howard had learned that the author, Major March, was really Orlando Wilcox. The senator's resultant animosity dogged Wilcox and stymied his career. Orlando Wilcox, Michigan's Medal of Honor recipient, died in 1907. He was interred in Section 1 of Arlington National Cemetery. Section 1 lies in the rear of Arlington, and few people visit the area. Its obscurity exemplifies the treatment of Wilcox during much of his life. This Michigan History Moment was brought to you by MichiganHistoryMagazine.org.